So please remember as we go out and celebrate Christmas that the one reason that Christ came was to die for you and me. Someday he'll come again, and he will not be coming as that lowly babe. He will be coming as the conquering king. But until then, what a joy to understand what he sacrificed for you and me. And again, just so making sure, now this is a disclaimer, I'm just going to put it out there. Thank you to Ginger Millerman, who actually authored that song and gave us permission to use it. And she was so excited when we reached out to her to know that one of her songs we would be using to glorify God and to share his word. There are so many Christian singers and that are so interested in getting royalties for their songs. It's refreshing to find someone who has written a song that glorifies God who's just interested in it being sung. But just in case we post this on the web and somebody said there might be a violation of some sort of trademark, she gave us written permission by email and actually sent us that soundtrack so that Lynn could sing it. So thankful to that. So love you, those of you who are staying to have some dinner with us downstairs. But please remember, with all the fantasy and all the things that Christmas has become, I'm sorry, don't get me wrong. I love watching Tim Allen and the Santa Claus. I mean, as the years go by, the more and more I feel like, you know, but when it comes to understanding the truth of Christmas and what it really means, it's important that we understand what that is really about. Okay? You know, the other stuff is fun to enjoy and pretend and laugh with family. But when it comes to Christ coming to die for the sins of this world, to present himself as Lord and Savior, what a joy it was. Let's pray. And Father, I thank you. Bless the food downstairs. Thank you for those who have come to share it with us. Father, for those who couldn't make it today, whether it's travel or their social distancing because they're not feeling well, Lord, I just pray you be with this time. Thank you for 2020. It has been an odd year. But Lord, you have done some mighty things. And Father, I just pray that at this point when people are living with such turmoil and Father, not having peace in their hearts, that they can understand that to know Jesus is to know peace. Father, to have your sins forgiven and to be restored into that right relationship with our Heavenly Father is why Christ came. He is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. So, Father, thank you again for the time. Thank you for those who sang, who, Lord, invested in all that effort that was put into reminding ourselves that we have a Savior who died for us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. See you downstairs.